Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Erevin. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel and parak Aleph Mishnah Dalet. We learned previously that in order to demonstrate and show that a mavo, that an alleyway, is not a Rishos HaRabim, you either need to put a korah, a crossbeam, or a lechi, a pole, by the entrance of the mavo, by the entrance of the alleyway, again, in order to demonstrate and show that it's not a Rishos HaRab, and therefore you can carry both within it and from it to the Rishos HaYachid as well. Now, in that vein, the next two Mishnahs are going to teach us exactly what the halachos are of this crossbeam, of this korah, that is being placed over the entrance of the mavo. It says the Mishnah, HaKorah She'amur, regarding this crossbeam, that which we are discussing, Rechava K'dei L'kabel Ariach, it has to be wide enough in order to hold a brick that is referred to as an Ariach, V'ha'Ariach Chati Levena Shel Shlosha, and an Ariach is half as wide as a Levena, which is a brick that is 3 Tfachim wide by 3 Tfachim long. Therefore, an Ariach would seem to be a brick that is, if it's half of that, so it's 1.5 Tfachim wide by 3.5 Tfachim long. However, says the Mishnah, Daya lekorah shetei rechava tefach. It is enough for this korah, for the crossbeam, to only be 1 tefach wide. It doesn't have to be 1.5. K'dei lekabel ariach l'arko, so that it can simply hold an ariach lengthwise, meaning to say, with the length of the ariach lying along the length of the beam and overlapping it a little bit on each side, that would be sufficient. That one tefach of the ariach's width sits directly on the beam, and a quarter tefach of the ariach's width would extend past each side of the beam. That would be sufficient, says our Mishnah. Continuing now with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, as we now discuss whether it has to actually be strong enough to support an ariach. We said that it has to be enough to wide enough to hold an ariach, but what about the strength as well? Says the Mishnah, Rechava K'dei L'kabel Ariach, like we said, the crossbeam must be wide enough to support an ariach. Uveriah K'dei L'kabel Ariach. And says the Mishnah that it also has to be strong enough to support this brick, this ariach, as well. That in order to change the status of the mavoi, the crossbeam must actually be capable of supporting, of holding a permanent structure on top of it. And for that purpose, width alone does not suffice. Rather, it has to also have the necessary strength. Continuing in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rechava afal pi she'ein b'riyah, that if the crossbeam is wide enough to support an ariach, that is sufficient, that is effective, even if it is not actually strong enough to support an ariach. Now, we should just point out, as the Bartanura does, that the halacha is like this first opinion in the Mishnah, namely, that the crossbeam, the korah, has to be able to, number one, be wide enough to hold an ariach, and it also has to be strong enough to hold an ariach as well. Quick review, Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel discussed how wide the crossbeam must be, and we said that it has to be wide enough to hold an ariach. We said that it's sufficient if the crossbeam is 1 tefach wide, and therefore it can hold an ariach lengthwise. That would work for the korah, for the crossbeam. And then Parak Aleph Mishnah Dal, according to Machlokas, regarding not only the width, which we said previously, it has to be wide enough to carry an ariach, but the question is, does it also have to be strong enough to hold this ariach brick as well? And according to the first opinion, it also has to be strong enough to hold it. According to the second opinion, Rabbi Yehuda, it does not have to be strong enough as long as it's wide enough. But we paskin, as the bartender points out, like the first opinion of the Mishnah, namely, as long as it has to both be wide enough and strong enough to hold the ariach, in order for it to demonstrate and show that this mavo is in fact not a Rishos HaRab, in order for the korah, for the crossbeam, to do that. Have a great day.